Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Agency, what is it? Let's find out.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. I wanted to talk to you as a buyer or as a seller, or whether you're thinking about doing one or the other in residential real estate, because there's a way to look at the possibilities of how you get counsel from a realtor. Realtors can represent, from several perspectives, a transaction. They can be the seller's agent. And if you haven't sold a house before, you may not know that that's an employment relationship. So the realtor is hired by the seller to procure a buyer and get that sale to closing. And upon closing, they're paid for that. That payment does not show the representation, but something called agency disclosure defines, I'm on your side, seller, and I'll be beside you to the end of this transaction with your best interest in mind. Alternatively, there's the buyer's agent doing the same, of course, for the buyer. In that case, I represent the buyer during the buying process, and my fiduciary responsibility, my advocacy, and my loyalty to represent the buyer's best interest is in the forefront of my actions in reasonable care, loyalty, confidentiality, etc. So you've got a buyer's agent or a seller's agent. If you have both in the transaction, there's a good insulation that's usually a healthy and positive thing between the buyer and the seller so that they have time to think, they have good counsel along the way with people who have done this before, and they're prepared to make decisions and write them down intentionally instead of back and forth really quickly. Sometimes when consumers handle it directly, they don't have all that they need to know in order to make the best decision. So I love that about real estate, the agency relationship. Where the challenge comes in is in the state of Oregon, there's what's called disclosed limited agency. That is a case where I've been employed by a seller to represent them. And at the same time, a buyer's come in, unrepresented, or someone I know that I bring to the property. And now I have the buyer in relationship similar to the relationship I have with the seller, both considering me their advocate, their advisor through the transaction. That is legal to continue in that transaction with no second realtor present, and you go into, as a realtor, the disclosed limited agency representation. It's tricky, and that's where it's difficult to understand because the seller is giving me 100% of the compensation generally. Usually the seller will pay me a fee, and then I will split that fee with the buyer's agent that comes into the transaction. If there's no buyer's agent, I don't need to split that fee. That means the full fee would come and land with my company, in this case at Windermere. I don't represent consumers in disclosed limited agency. It's not my policy. It's awkward because I really feel strongly that we're more an advocacy position than a sales position. But let's talk about the edges of that next program. I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.